Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Minnesota Lynx have dominated this year in the WNBA, but not so much as of late. Tuesday, they take on Indiana as we move toward the end of the season. And the Lynx still have to be your favorite. And they take on the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark done for the year, as you know. But, you know, at 33-9, it's kind of crazy to sit here and fret about a 33-9 team. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know. They've lost 9 games all year. Now, I believe 4 of those have been in the last couple of 3 weeks. And Cheryl Reeve has had some concerns. I think they'll be fine. And I still want to throw this out there. If they don't win the title, I will be surprised. If I gambled on sports, and as a rule, I don't, they should be the WNBA. Now, injuries and circumstances. You get some bad breaks. See the WNBA finals a year ago. But they still have to be. Now, the Las Vegas Aces are on a tear. They've won 14 in a row. Now, the Atlanta Dream considered a threat. The Phoenix Mercury considered a threat. So the Aces have won 14 straight. The Atlanta Dream playing really well. They've won 4 in a row. And now you got kind of the New York Liberty and the expansion Golden State Valkyries all in the playoff mix. And, of course, the Indiana Fever. No Caitlin Clark. It has been a lost sophomore season for Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. But I don't know about you, Jonathan Lowe, but I get that sense, and maybe that's a Minnesota sports fan thing. The Lynx, 33-9, still have a 5-game lead for the number one seed going into the tail end of the season.
They've clinched. They clinched that a couple weeks ago.
No, but what I'm saying is their people are still fretting.
Oh, I see.
You know, that it's kind of like, you know, the Aces are on a tear. There were people saying that, you know, the Dream and the Mercury could be a threat. And they certainly could be. But I still say that the Lynx, and I did bring this up with Lindsay, you know, they're just trying to get to the finish line in the postseason. I don't know how much their incentive there is night in and night out. And I know there is professional pride, but they were so dominant for so long this season. you know, if they do coast a little bit, I'm not particularly offended by that.
Well, now, okay, so basically there are two games left in the season for the Lynx. The regular season is over on Thursday. And so right now you're just trying to position. You know, you get some reps in. You don't necessarily want to coast, and at this point I don't think you can, because again, there's not a whole lot of time left in the season. But you also don't want to put yourself at risk of getting injured at all. You want to make sure that all of your folks are healthy as can be going into the playoff push. And it's going to be a little bit of an extended push this year, because let's say the Lynx get all the way to the finals. The finals are best of seven this year, not best of five.
As so, it should be.
Yes. So I think right now the Lynx think they're the favorite. The public believe they're the favorite. The standings say they're the favorite.
Yeah.
Barring a big injury to one of their big-time players, and I would include Nafisa Collier, Courtney Williams, Alana Smith in that category, possibly Bridget Carlton. Any of those players go down for a significant amount of time in the playoffs, unless that happens, this season is a failure, and I believe the Lynx would say that. I know the Lynx would say the same thing. It would be a failure if they did not win the WNBA title.
Yeah, I completely agree, and that can be a burden, and I think that can be a burden with the club, where the expectation is, it's kind of like, you know, we don't know if they're going to get to double-digit losses here in the final week of the regular season as they play it out. But I just think anything shy of getting to the WNBA Finals, you could say, we blew it. Now, you never know, over the course of the finals how that plays out, over a best of seven, and so on and so forth. But I totally agree. The expectation should be that they are the favorite to win the title, and you laid out all the metrics.
I'm saying if they don't win the title, it's a failure. If they don't get to the finals, it is an absolute and abject failure. There are more conditions and definite conditions put on that if they don't even make it to the WNBA Finals.
Yeah. For sure, but I think I laid out the contenders, and you got to put the Liberty at the edge of that. You know, they're the defending champs, but I think there are clubs right now that are certainly more dangerous than the WNBA.
Well,
so it should be a fun run.
The Aces right now are target number one. I know Breonna Stewart is back. How healthy is she for the Liberty? And then. You know, Phoenix and Atlanta have been really good, and Atlanta has been a bit of a thorn. I think I believe one of the losses was to Atlanta recently, and they're that team that could be a thorn in the side. They play a physical brand of basketball. They have very good wing athletes on that team. So they're a team to keep an eye on. That's the reason why they're tied for the second best record in the league with the Aces.
Yeah, and a 14-game tear, that's impressive in a relatively short
You hope
short
the Aces
season.
Have peaked too early. You hope they've peaked too early.
Yeah, for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.